Berger. Peck trying to find an open man here. Dudley, a right wing, dribbles twice over to Cody Abregu, trying to get Kyle Abregu open, whether it's on the second effort or not. Adams at the left elbow, dribbles in, and the runner from the free throw line is good. Did not see that coming. And Jacob Adams' first points of the night makes it count. It's back to a four-point lead, 39-35.
Adams is senior. He's been around the corner a few times.
Josh Shelke dribbles on the baseline, back up to Seltz and to Lemanski at the free throw line. Dribbles once, dribbles twice, and he is blocked. This one goes out of bounds, and it will be Harbor Beach ball underneath the Rhone hoop. 6:05 left in the fourth. Couldn't ask for much of a better game here. We've had 16 lead changes, 6 ties. Dalnoki with the jump shot from the right elbow, no good. Rebound, Gallagher, and here come the Peck Pirates. Cody Abregu across the timeline, left right across her radio. Kyle Abregu now over to Adams' left wing.
Peck is very deliberate with their flex offense. They're being very patient, and they can afford to be with a four-point lead.
Cody Abregu from 16 feet, right wing, picks up his dribble up to Kyle Abregu, top of the key. Dragging Daltonoki as far out as possible. Adams against Lemanski, over to Dudley against Seltz.
5:30 to go.
Gallagher, top of the key against Shelke, over to Cody Abregu, left wing. Milking this clock for what it's worth. Kyle Abregu against Daltonoki, right wing. Over to Adams for three. He's feeling it. This one's off the mark. And rebound, Oki. Into the hands of Josh Shelke. Ron Rubel suggesting to push it. Over to Cody Seaman, right wing. Dribbling still. Doesn't like what he sees and resets the offense. Austin Seltz, top of the key. 5 minutes remains in the fourth. 39-35. Harbor Beach trails by 4 to Peck as Josh Shelke's shot air ball across from the baseline. Dudley goes up for the layup and actually stops before he shoots it. And they reset the offense back to midcourt for Peck. Cody Abregu over to Kyle Abregu. To the right wing to Adams. 4:40 left here. 4-point game. Dudley and the Pirates leading by 4. Gallagher into Cody Abregu at the left elbow. Dribbles back out to Kyle Abregu to the right wing. Over to Adams. Nearly could have been a travel there as he stepped back to the 3-point line. Dudley now over to Gallagher, top of the key against Shelke. Just keep pushing this motion offense as long as it can, and Cody Seaman nearly steals it, and it's going to be a foul against Cody Seaman. His second of the night and third for Harbor Beach in this half. So it'll be Peck ball right in front of our set here on the side at midcourt. Cody Abregu inbounds this one. We have a timeout called by a full timeout called by Peck on the WLEW Sports Network. 39-35 Peck over Harbor Beach. 4:13 remains.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using, and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either.
This one's going to come right down to the wire here. 4:13 left in the fourth. Peck with the ball after a full timeout, leading by 4, 39-35. Cody Abregu gets it right wing after a little bit of give and go from Dudley. Adams right wing against Gaffke, or to Dudley left wing against Seltz. Gallagher right wing, left wing, Cody Abregu. Nearly stolen by Daltonoki. And Kyle Abregu gets it back in the backcourt. Dribbling still. 3:48 left in the fourth. 39-35, only both teams with only 2 points each in this fourth quarter. Dudley, right wing. Practically just milking the clock here from 6 minutes out. 3:34 left in the fourth. Cody Abrego against Cody Seaman. Hyreet's trying to ratchet up the defensive effort. Adams, right wing. Left wing, Dudley. Against Seltz. Back up to Gallagher, top of the key. Against Shelkey. Nearly a 5 second call there. Back out to Dudley. Sound like a broken record here on a 78 player.
Well, this is a flex offense with a undercut, and they're looking for Abrego, Kyle Abrego underneath is what they're doing.
He gets it up top, and he actually fans it right to Devin Lemansky for the steal, if you want to call it that. Ninth turnover Peck. Austin sells for three, doesn't hit, and here comes Peck again with 2:48 left in the fourth. Hyreet gets a break, and they do nothing with it. Kyle Abrego from 30 feet dribbling against Dalton Oki. Over to Cody Abrego, right wing. Back to the left wing. To Dudley against Seltz. 2.5 to play. Gallagher against Shelkey. Over to the left wing. Adams against Lemansky. Back up Kyle Abrego against Oki. And a little bit of a hand check there against Oki. So that'll be his third personal and the fourth team against Harbor Beach. It'll be Peck ball on the opposite sideline at midcourt with 2:17 remaining. Still 39-35, and Ron Erbel calls a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. John Mooney, what is Ron Erbel setting up here?
Well, first of all, it's a long time before you can get into one-on-one, get into a foul-shooting match. That's probably one of the things he's thinking about. Another thing with his flex offense is that he already has the cut underneath all taken care of. But he also has to take a look at who is actually going to be taking the shot for Peck. And to me, there's only going to be very few people. I see Kyle Abrego. I see Cody Abrego. Maybe Caleb Dudley. If you're looking for someone to foul and we're not in a shooting situation, I'd be looking for Jacob Adams. Or even, believe it or not, Kyle Abrego. The percentages show that they're going to be about 50% from the foul line, so you've got a chance.
It'll be Peck ball on the side, on the opposite sideline, right at midcourt. Gallagher will be inbounding this one. Adams is down in the block. And they feed it into Kyle Abrego against Shelkey. Now back to Gallagher, over to Kyle Abrego against Oki in the left wing. Back to Gallagher. Cody Seaman tried to go for the steal, didn't get it. And instead, we have... That was interesting. Devin Lemansky had a loose ball in front of him. He went for the box out instead of going for it, and he actually drew the foul.
Looks like this foul on Tom Gallagher.
So it'll be the number 15. That's against Gallagher, his fourth, and the team's third.
Coach Abrego's okay on that. I mean, he's going to play him with four.
With 2 minutes left here in the fourth, Peck leading by four, and Dalton Oki throws this one away and picked up by Dudley, and this one is into the hands of Gallagher for two. And it's a 6-point lead with a minute 46 left in the fourth, largest of the night, for Peck at six. Dalton Oki tries the turnaround jump shot. This one's no good. Ball's still loose. It is still loose, and finally Devin Lemansky picks it up. Over to Cody Seaman. Josh Shelkey in the lane. Lets this one fly, and this one's good. We have a timeout called by Ron Erbel. And they're saying he did not call a full timeout. Okay.
Got a token press with the Pirates. It's man-to-man. But Abrego's bringing it up. That'd be Cody Abrego. Or Kyle Abrego's bringing it up. And it says, I'm going to take the ball to the hoop.
And it's out of bounds. Gallagher can't hang on to it. So a turnover for Peck. That's the 10th of the night.
I don't think Coach wanted that. Coach John, Abrego.
I'm missing 2 points. No, I'm not missing 2 points. Never mind. Josh Shelkey, right wing, up to Austin Sells, top of the key for three, no, rebound, Oki puts it back up and for two, and it's good. Dalton Oki with 12, and now we have a timeout called by Ron Erbel, and it's back to a 2-point game. Full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle.